everyone. Welcome to Ask Dr. Karen. I'm the Happy Meemaw, and we're here every month on WWER 88.1 FM, and we're so glad you're tuning in. As always, I'm joined by the wonderful Dr. Karen Self-Sullivan. Dr. Karen offers personalized training and behavior modifications for dogs and their people in the greater Fredericksburg and Northern Neck areas of Virginia. She's provided private, personalized services to dogs and their families across the area. Today, we're once again going to address questions submitted to her by dog owners. So if you joined us last month, you know that Dr. Karen was getting ready to welcome a new puppy to her home that she'll be training as a service dog. But first, she and her new fur baby are navigating the critical socialization period. So first of all, congratulations to you and your puppy. Can you tell us a little bit about what puppy owners should know about the first few weeks of learning to live together?
Yeah, usually people get their puppy when they're about 8 weeks old. There are lots that goes on before that 8 week period that should be done by the breeder, the person that's actually whelping the puppies, because that critical socialization period runs from 3 weeks to 14 weeks of age. During that period, whether it's with the breeder or after you get your puppy at home, you want to make sure you socialize your puppy as much as you can to anything that the puppy might be exposed to as an adult. But at the same time, you must be careful that your puppy is vaccinated so you don't expose him to any puppy diseases that are out there that can be fatal. So what I like to talk about is the importance of socialization and how to do it during those early weeks before your puppy's fully vaccinated.
That sounds great. So it's exciting that you're starting the new year with a new pup, and I bet there are other folks out there that are too. So let's field some of the questions you've received recently, and we can help out some other new dog owners as well. So our first question is, I just picked up my new lab puppy. He's 8 weeks old, and my friend told me to wait until he's 6 months or 24 weeks to start training. When should I start puppy socialization?
Well, one thing that I like to point out to my clients is every interaction you have with your puppy or your dog, either you're training your dog or your dog's training you. So training doesn't necessarily mean formal training, taking him to a class or taking him to work with a trainer. So training really should start as soon as you meet your dog. And that's just setting your standards of what you expect for the puppy. But that socialization period is critical. It's only open for a few weeks. So you should start as soon as you got your dog. So you can take him to different places where puppies are welcome. I would just caution you about not letting him walk around on the ground where other dogs may have gone to the bathroom, because he can pick up diseases on his little paws and then lick his little paws and he can get sick. But there are safe ways to do socialization until your dog is fully vaccinated. So the quick answer is yesterday. Start your puppy socialization yesterday.
That's great. And that's really good information. I don't know if a lot of people have thought about that or realized that their puppies could be at risk if they do that. So thank you for that information. That's really good. So our next question says, my veterinarian says I shouldn't take my puppy to training classes until she is fully vaccinated. That won't be until she's 20 weeks old. The American Kennel Club website says the critical socialization period is 3 to 16 weeks. Can you help me create a plan that both protects my puppy from disease and also provides socialization during the critical socialization period?
Yes, I fully understand the concerns of your veterinarian. And a lot of veterinarians are still recommending that you don't do any puppy classes until your puppy is fully vaccinated. But actually, you can if you choose a puppy class that is specifically for puppies of the same age, and that the person that's running those classes requires that their puppy have been vaccinated with its first shot at least 7 days before coming to the class, and that their puppy is not exposed to a lot of places where they could get sick and carry a disease into the classroom. So there are several organizations that specialize in puppy socialization, and we do one here in town. It's not offered year-round, but it's offered periodically, where I will only take 4 puppies in the class, and the puppies have to be vaccinated, and the owners have to sign off that they have not taken their puppy to a dog park or to a place where a lot of dogs urinate and defecate on a regular basis, and that they don't even walk their dogs down the road where other dogs might urinate or defecate until they've gotten those first couple of sets.
That's great. So everybody needs to realize that they're not only protecting their puppy, but they're protecting others as well if they want to get involved by following these rules. So,
exactly. And the problem with waiting is that once that critical socialization period closes, it starts to close about 12 weeks and it's usually fully closed. What it means is your puppy is not open to new things anymore. Anything that your puppy hasn't seen before, or if your puppy hasn't experienced a lot of new things paired with treats or something good happens, they're going to be fearful of that new thing. And you can't make up for that. After about 16 weeks, you're not talking about socialization anymore. You're talking about desensitizing your puppy to everything individually that it seems to have a fear of.
Very interesting. So just a small window of time there where you can really benefit your puppy. So you really have to pay attention. That's great to know. Very good. Okay, our next question. I took my puppy to a puppy socialization class and he was scared by the other puppies in the class. All he wanted to do was hide under my chair. He wouldn't take the treats I offered. The trainer said I should make him get closer to the other puppies and then he would, quote, get over, unquote, his fear. I was not happy with that approach. Do you have any other ideas for socializing my new puppy? He's 12 weeks old.
Absolutely. If you can't find a puppy socialization class that you're happy with, and honestly, I would totally disagree with the trainer in this classroom. The most important thing when you're doing puppy socialization is that you pair the experience with good things. And if your puppy is fearful, then you want to make him find a way to make him feel safe or make her. This was a boy, yes. Make him feel safe. And you can do that by holding him in your arms and just feeding him treats and letting him watch all the other puppies running around. You can move out of the training area into the lobby or on the other side of a fence where he can watch from some distance. So there are ways that you can expose him to other puppies so that he's not scared. And then gradually he'll get over that fear, but not if he's flooded by this experience that makes him afraid. The other things you can do to socialize him are to find other people that you know, your friends, neighbors, that have a similar aged puppy and that have a safe place. You can bring them to your yard or you can bring them to your home or you can go meet them at their home. And you can have a little bit better control over the environment than you might have had in this particular puppy socialization class. The other thing that can really help a lot, because you really don't want your 12-week-old puppy, he's probably not fully vaccinated, so you don't want him walking around on the ground where a lot of other dogs have been urinating or defecating. So get yourself a little puppy stroller so that he's up off the ground. He can ride around in it and he can see things. You can take a towel or a puppy pee pad or a big blanket and spread it out, and he can get on the ground and play on that where you know it's safe for him. Take him to different places where they are dog friendly. They'll let dogs in, but they don't have a lot of dogs that are there. But you can take them into shops in your town and let them visit that way. And you can put them, you know, take them in a stroller, take a blanket in for him to lay down on, and just stay for a little while. Puppy socialization exposure, you shouldn't be spending an hour doing this. You might be spending 5 minutes or 10 minutes and then gradually build up to longer periods of time where he can interact with other puppies that are safe and of a similar age.
That's great. Okay. All right, our next question. I was recently told that my 6-month-old puppy was too old for a puppy socialization class. I don't understand why. He's still a puppy.
He is still a puppy, and he will be a puppy. Actually, we start calling them adolescents at about 6 months because they are usually much larger and much stronger than the younger puppies. And so he may be trying to engage with a younger puppy and scare them. He may be playing a little bit rougher than a younger puppy. He will probably at 6 months old, he's lost most of his baby teeth. He started, you know, growing his big teeth. in his mouth. So we don't want to mix those ages, because we don't want the puppies, the younger puppies or the older puppies, to be scared by the behavior of the others or put them in a situation where they could get hurt or injured.
Right.
So you should look for a puppy class. Probably it would be called an intro to training class that was suitable for dogs that are 6 months to, say, 9 months or 12 months old at the most, that you want to put this puppy in.
That's great advice. That sounds really good. All right. Our next question. I thought my puppy was well socialized. He lived in my home with four other dogs and interacted with many children and adults in the neighborhood. When I take him out for walks on the leash downtown, he's very reactive, barking and lunging at passing cars and people. People both with and without their own dog. So what can they do here?
So the problem is he was not really socialized. He became very comfortable in your home with the dogs and the people that are living with your within your home. That is not socialization. Socialization, during that critical socialization period, you want to expose your puppy to 25 different people every week, to five different dogs, to five different places, so that he learns that he's not only safe in his space, but he's safe when he encounters a different space or a new space. So what you did made a great dog for living, you know, in your home. But when you take him out in public and he's never been out there before, he's going to be frightened by the other dogs that he sees or the other people that he sees. Now, there are lots of things you can do to help him with that. You can do desensitization exercises where you counter condition him to this reaction. But the key to that is to keep him far enough away from those triggers that he doesn't go crazy. He doesn't start barking and lunging and become really reactive to those triggers. So, you know, other dogs, passing cars and people, whether the people have a dog or not, it's just the fact that it's not something that he's been exposed to before, because he only met the people inside your home and inside your family.
Right. So in those early weeks, you need to get your puppy out of its comfort zone, and you need to gently expose it to other environments, other people, so that it knows that there's a big world out there besides the great one that's in their home.
And that's why we call it the critical socialization period. During those first few weeks, puppies they're usually interested in new stuff. They see something new, they want to go investigate it. They see another dog, they want to go investigate it. And if you think of this from an evolutionary perspective, going all the way back to dogs before they were domesticated, they were, you know, in a den with their mom. And for that period of time, their mom was right with them all the time. The mom could be vigilant and keep them away from anything that might be dangerous. But when they get to that 12 to 16 week period, they would start wandering further and further from their den, from their mom, and they would be encountering dangerous things in the world. So those puppies that were afraid of new things after that age and ran back to mom survived. Those puppies that didn't, they were usually killed, eaten, injured, and they didn't live to reproduce their traits or their genes. So this comes from a lot of study throughout hundreds of years as to what this critical socialization period is. And it's just really important to get your puppy out there and exposed to as many things as you can between the time you get him and he's about 12 weeks old. After that, you want to start looking for signs that he might be a little bit uncomfortable. And when that happens, let him leave the area, give him lots of treats, let him gradually investigate things on his own, and he should get over it.
So puppies are like our kids. When they're in their puppy period, they're like our young children who like to go places with us and do things with us and hang out with us. But then when they become adolescents, they really don't want to hang out with mom and dad so much. They don't want to go do those new things you want to do. They want to stay where it's comfortable.
Even more similar, I've got a friend that had a baby about a year ago. And when that baby was young, that baby loved to see new faces, would let anybody hold her. She went through that period where she was open to new people being around. And then she went through this period where, I want to be with mom. And she's kind of in that period now. She won't come to other people, other strangers, if you walk up to her. And she's in that period now where she's learning to be cautious. So critical socialization periods, they don't use that word as much with human babies as they do with dog babies, but it's still there. And there's a period of time where young babies are open to anybody and everybody, and then they'll only want to see mom and dad or whoever they're with on a daily basis. And then they'll open back up and then they'll close down. And you'll see this all throughout development, where kids are really anxious to investigate new things. And then all of a sudden, no, I don't like that situation. I don't think I want to go see that person.
Right. That's very cool. It's kind of a nice way to correlate those two things, so you understand how important it is for your puppies.
Yeah. It's also true with cats. You know, we have a huge feral cat population here in Colonial Beach where I live. And when we trap and neuter them and return them, but when we trap a mama with kittens, if those kittens can be put into a foster home at a very early age and hand-raised, they can be really good pets. But if those kittens have reached an older age, and I'm not sure what the month is for kittens, but at a period of time, if they haven't been exposed to humans, they're going to be feral for all their life. It's going to be really hard to get them to trust humans. So it's not unique to dogs. It is kind of unique to mammals. We don't see it as much in other, in reptiles or in birds as we do in mammals. So it's something about that mammalian brain that opens you up to be really open to new things for a while. And then it starts to close down where you start to be cautious.
That's great. All right. So the next question, I have a diabetes and I'm training my new lab to be a diabetes alert service dog. Do we have public access during the critical socialization period of 8 to 12?
Unfortunately, you do not. Now, that doesn't mean there are places that would welcome you and your puppy to come in and get socialized. The state of Virginia does allow for service dog in training that is at least 6 months old and is working with a certified trainer. So a trainer that's what they do for a living, or a trainer that works as a volunteer for a service dog organization, does have public access during that training period. You as an individual don't have that same ability unless that's what you do. If you're a dog, you know, if you're a service dog trainer, you can do that. But as an individual, you're going to have to work in spaces and with businesses that will allow you to come in. They are not required to allow you to come in like they will be when your service dog is fully trained and providing you with the service. What we do at what I'm doing with this puppy, the puppy's name, by the way, is CJ. And he is, he's 14 weeks old now. So he is coming out of that period where he's open and excited to see everything. But there are places in town that allow me to bring him in. And that's their choice, that they can allow me to bring him in. So some of the places that are usually pretty open, cafes that have outdoor seating, restaurants and breweries and coffee shops, a lot of those places have outdoor seating. Wineries very often will allow dogs in. Some of your stores, like my store, is pet friendly. A lot of your hardware stores, like Ace Hardware here in Colonial Beach, Lowe's, Home Depot, they'll let you bring a puppy in if you're training them. They'll let well-behaved dogs into their store pretty regularly. So I would seek out those kinds of places. Remember, please keep him away from places that a lot of other dogs, unknown dogs, may go to urinate or defecate, because puppy diseases can live in feces for over a year. And you just don't know if there was a sick dog there.
And what about a place like PetSmart? Should you take your puppy in there?
I would take them in PetSmart only in a
store. Or any pet store, not PetSmart specifically, but any pet store where you can take your pet in.
So big box stores, you could take your pet in, but I wouldn't take a young puppy in there until it's fully vaccinated unless I put him in a stroller or put him in the basket, bring a big blanket and put it in the bottom of the basket so that he's not going to accidentally get exposed to other dogs that may or may not be ill. He's not going to be scared by another dog coming around the corner and all of a sudden barking at him. So I avoid them because I have lots of other options with this service dog, and our service dog organization prefers us not to go to the big, I call them the big box stores.
Right, yeah.
Where
yeah.
there are lots and lots of people and pets. Tractor Supply is another good place that you can take them. They're usually very friendly. But Tractor Supply also now has a veterinarian service. So there may be sick dogs going in there. So again, until they're fully vaccinated, you really want to keep them up off the ground so that they're not going to accidentally step in something and then later lick their paws and get sick.
That's good. That's good info. So we've been talking kind of specific here about this period of time, but if I am a family who has never had a dog before and I want to go get a puppy, mm-hmm. what are some of the things in my home that I need to make sure of before I bring that puppy in to make sure I'm ready to train that puppy properly and keep it safe?
Yeah, there are a lot of sites online that you can go to, the American Kennel Club, AKC sites. You can go to veterinarian sites and you'll see a whole list of things. But what most people don't realize is your home is unique. Your home is not like everybody's home. What I recommend is either when you first get your puppy or even before you get your puppy is to schedule an appointment with a specialist who can come in and actually help you stage your home. They're going to talk about, you're going to need gates. You're going to need to be able to keep this puppy from having free access to your entire home. If you live in a home that has an open floor plan, specialists can help you design something to help keep your puppy from getting into trouble when it's so young.
Right. Right.
They're going to want to explore everything. They're going to want to chew on the fabric on your couch and on your chair. They're going to want to investigate stuff like in your trash can. So you want to do things like have a special space that's puppy safe, just like if you had a new baby. You want to baby proof your house. You want to puppy proof your house. And so if you have, even if you do a virtual consult, and I've done this with a lot of clients where they walk me around their house and I can see things that are red flags to me that the homeowner doesn't even think about. Computer cords is a big thing. If you have a nice desk set up and you've got computer cords and power cords and they're hanging down behind the desk and the puppy can get up under the desk, well, guess what? Your puppy's going to jump up and want to chew on those cords. You're liable to catch them pretty quickly, but I know from experience that one little puppy tooth can destroy a power cord to a Mac. And back in the day, before you could just buy the cable, you had to replace the entire power unit. That was $150 if your puppy put one little tooth through that cord.
Wow.
Things like that. Yeah. There are also things you want to look at your plants. Are the plants in your house toxic to puppies? Are they at a place where your puppy can actually get to them and chew on the leaves? Decorations that you have. There could be things in your house that if your puppy chews on them and ingests them could make them sick.
Right. So when you think about that, you think about the limits within your home. That ties into why you need to develop a plan to socialize your puppy outside your home as well, because they're not going to necessarily have the run of the house and they're not going to encounter other people or other dogs. So all of that makes a lot of sense. So if you are thinking about getting a puppy and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to talk to a specialist and I'm going to find out how to have my home ready, talk to that specialist too about your socialization plan. You know, my puppy's limited in the home. So help me figure out how to do this outside the home. So I'm making everything the best it can be for the puppy and for my family. So we have a happy time going forward.
And the importance of talking to somebody that's a professional is that they can help you identify safe places in your area that you can go to. They can help you talk about, the other thing I wanted to mention is if you have a child in the home, there's some very specific steps that you want to take in introducing toddlers, infants to puppies. I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I see where people think it's really cute that this puppy is up in this baby's face and licking their mouth, and that is a very dangerous situation to be in.
Right.
So, you know, we have programs called Puppies and Storks, Puppies and Toddlers, that we can give you advice on that too. And anybody that's an accredited animal behaviorist or an accredited trainer should be able to help you with that. And you can do virtual consults too. Now, with the help of Zoom, I can see right into your home and walk around with you.
That's great. And very important steps that, you know, don't just go adopt a puppy. Make sure you have a plan. Make sure you're thinking about everything you need to do so that it's a good experience for everybody, the puppy and you. So thank you so much, Dr. Karen. You have so much great information. Thank you for your words of wisdom. I hope everybody out there has enjoyed this. There are plenty of puppy owners that are grateful for this advice, and I'm sure they learned some things today too. So remember to submit your questions via text or voice message to 540-287 or by using the contact form online at askdrcaryn.com. That's askdrcaryn.com. Thank you all for joining us today. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next month. Bye, Dr. Karen.
Bye-bye.